KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly sunny skies, 37 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny today, a high near 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. A Union County man wanted on a warrant from the Iowa Department of Corrections for parole violation was arrested Friday afternoon in Creston. Authorities say 51-year-old Timothy Charles Fechter of Creston was taken into custody at the Union County Law Enforcement Center, where he was being held without a bond set. In news from over the weekend, a Council Bluffs police officer responding to an altercation near 19th Street and Avenue F Saturday evening was assaulted while attempting to arrest the suspect. Authorities say at around 6:50 p.m., 22-year-old Jordan Kostecki of Omaha was taken into custody for second-degree robbery, assault on a peace officer, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Officials say the unidentified officer was kicked in the groin by Kostecki during the man's arrest following an investigation into the assault of 28-year-old Ronald Rosenberg, who was working on his vehicle along F Avenue. Police say Kostecki hit Rosenberg in the face with his fist and entered his vehicle in an alleged attempt to steal it. Rosenberg yelled for two of his friends inside the home at 1826 Avenue F. Both subjects came out and helped Rosenberg. They also held Kostecki until police arrived on the scene. An attempted robbery in Council Bluffs Saturday evening ended with the suspect getting away empty-handed. According to Bluffs police, the man entered the Family Dollar store near 17th and Broadway at around 7 p.m. Saturday and displayed a semi-automatic handgun to the clerk. The suspect, a black male, about 30 to 40 years of age, 5 feet 10 inches tall, weighing 150 pounds, shoved the clerk toward the register and demanded money. After the clerk was unable to open the cash drawer, the robber fled on foot. He was described as wearing all black clothing, having a tan hat and a striped scarf over his face. Council Bluffs police ask anyone with information to call Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. A non-injury two-vehicle accident happened Saturday morning in Red Oak. Police report the collision happened at the intersection of Oak and First Streets at around 10:22 a.m. Saturday. A 1997 Mercury Grand Marquis driven by 86-year-old Herbert Bearhorst of Clarinda was traveling east on Oak Street and had just passed the intersection with North First when he decided that he wanted to go north on First Street. Bearhorst then backed up on Oak Street to make the turn while a 2011 Ford Taurus driven by Jay Klein of Red Oak was negotiating a left-hand turn onto East Oak Street. Klein then saw Bearhorst backing up but couldn't avoid the collision. Bearhorst's vehicle sustained $150 damage, while the Klein vehicle sustained about $2,000 damage. Bearhorst was cited for unsafe backing. Sioux City police are using officer trading cards as a way to connect with children in that community. The collectible cards, similar to baseball cards, offer a photo of a police officer on the front and some statistics and personal information on the back. Sioux City police have been handing out the cards for nearly 20 years, and in that time, the card's popularity among children has only grown stronger. Sioux City officers usually stuff a handful of cards into their shirt pockets or hand them out to children when their squad cars are waved down in residential neighborhoods. Officer Valerie Rose said the cards are so popular with neighborhood children, quote, it's almost like the ice cream truck. Elsewhere in the news, students at Iowa State University were alerted to a reported bomb threat on campus early this morning. KCCI reports an alert went out around 12:50 a.m. with regard to a bomb threat at the Durham Center on campus. The Durham Center is a computer facility for students and faculty. At around 1:10 a.m., Iowa State posted that the Durham Center was closed and the building secure. Students reported on Twitter that nearby Parks Library was also evacuated. ISU later posted another website update saying that the search of the building was complete and nothing suspicious was found. The Durham Center reopened at around 6:30 a.m. A Denver-bound United Airlines jet has been diverted to Des Moines because of a strange odor. United Airlines spokeswoman Marcy Clark said today the odor was detected after Flight 112 left Chicago just after 2:45 p.m. Sunday. The plane set down without incident in Des Moines a little before 4 p.m. She says the Boeing 737 was carrying 179 passengers and 7 crew members. Clark said the plane was checked and the problem was traced to an electrical odor from a galley. She said the plane left Des Moines around 9:50 p.m. Sunday and arrived in Denver just after 10:30 p.m. Well, the future of same-sex marriage was a focus for most of the speakers and the audience gathered in a central Iowa church this weekend. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson filed a report on the Iowa Faith and Freedom Coalition gathering, which attracted nine likely GOP presidential candidates.
The U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear arguments tomorrow in a case that could make same-sex marriage legal in all 50 states.
States should be the ones that make that decision.
That's Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. He drew an enthusiastic response from the crowd of evangelical Christians gathered at the Point of Grace megachurch in Waukee, even though he was the final speaker in a five-hour-long program. It was Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal who drew the loudest cheers and two standing ovations for his declarations on the subject. Jindal began his speech, though, however, by talking about his own conversion to Christianity.
I had an overnight epiphany that only took about 7 years to happen.
Jindal said his views on marriage are not evolving with the times like President Obama's and Hillary Clinton's. He classified this fight over marriage as part of the culture war with Hollywood and the media elites.
The United States of America did not create religious liberty. Religious liberty created the United States of America and is the reason we're here today.
In 2009, Iowa became the third state in the country where same-sex marriages were legal. And while the issue has dimmed for many, it remains a key rallying point for Christian conservatives in the GOP. They are an important voting bloc in the Iowa caucuses. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And the future of the Des Moines agency that handles civil rights issues is unclear after losing two of its three employees. City officials are considering closing the office and asking other departments or a state agency to handle the concerns. Des Moines has been spending between $322,000 and $374,000 a year to run the office. Des Moines City Manager Scott Sanders said the city still wants to protect its citizens' rights, but officials are trying to decide whether to maintain a separate office for that purpose. Even if the vacancies are filled, the Des Moines Civil Rights three-person office will still be smaller than similar ones in several other Iowa cities. The news brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.